So we're thinking about that star. And of course, there's lots of theories about what star could they have seen that was new or unusual for them. Lots of speculation about that. But for us, it's a different way of understanding how God might be interacting with people, how God might be guiding folks to discover something new. That's part of what Epiphany means, is discovery, revelation, enlightenment. As many of you know, it's becoming a prayer practice in more and more churches nowadays to give people a star word at Epiphany. And we have adopted this for the last couple of years, and we're doing it again today. As we've heard, we know that the Magi follow a star to find Jesus. We too use our resources, all of our resources, hopefully, that are available to us, including creative prayer practices, which is what this is. Intention words for the year. It's not magical, despite the fact that the word magi is the same root as magic. That's where it comes from. But it is a helpful tool, hopefully, for us to move closer to Jesus, to discover new things, to receive new revelation, new enlightenment. We trust that God uses many different ways to guide and speak to us. Star words are one such lens that we might provide, that might provide us with a way to look for God in our midst, in our lives, in our community. So I want to ask you, for those of you that remember the star word that you received this time last year, a whole year ago, it's been a busy full year. Can you remember back that far? But I know some of you have kept your star close. And even if you didn't find it again, although I had people this last couple of weeks saying, oh, I found this one and I found this, oh, like different members of the family. We found them. So they've been coming in slowly. But if you can remember the word, or even if you don't remember the word, I'm wondering, how does God speak to you? How does God speak to us? What do you think? Pardon? Through the Spirit. And how do you receive that? Yeah. Some of us feel it within ourselves. There are mystics that even hear a voice sometimes. And there are ordinary mystics today too. How do you hear God's guidance? How do you experience it? How have you experienced God's guidance in your life? Have you had that experience? What's that? Ah, so you experience God helping you with your health? your kidney. So you experienced healing and God's caring as you live with that health condition. Anybody else experience healing? For those who didn't hear that, Dorothy said she lives on her own, but she never feels alone. You experience God's presence with you. Wonderful. And sometimes when we do feel alone, even in a crowded room sometimes, it's great if we can remember that we're not actually alone. Yeah. So I'm curious, I know some of you brought your stars with you today from the last year. You don't share anything, but if you would like to share the word you had, and I'm so curious, how did you live with that word for the past year? What was that like? And I know you've heard this before, but there are no wrong answers. I know there's some of you who have told me several times through that year, I don't know why I got that word, I don't get it at all. Right?
Bruce, last Sunday I mentioned my star word, and I wasn't here a year ago. I was on medical leave. My mom happened to receive a star for me and brought it home, and the word was strength. And at that time, 6 medical appointments a week, healing from a car accident, I was like, oh wow. God gives me strength to heal and to go about every day and to continue on. And so I held on to that star in my purse for the last year. Still there.
Yeah, you've carried it with you. Mm-hmm. And you don't have to give it up. You can just keep it there if you want.
And I've already, you can choose your own word too.
You can. You can. Yeah, you don't actually have to have just one word. And some of you who open yourself to a new star might pick a star that's blank. And that's your invitation to don't jump to it too quickly. You might have one that you've already heard what your star is, and that's okay. You might want to receive another one, or if it's blank, to discover it, to receive that epiphany. Anyone else? How have you been living with your Bonnie?
My word was acceptance.
Ah. So that was meaningful to you all year long. Acceptance. As you work with our newcomers and the ups and downs of that, right? Not to mention if you burn dinner, you have to accept that too, don't you? Maggie?
I would.
Balance. Right. So it was a helpful reminder, even if you couldn't achieve it very easily. Balance. Oh, can be so tough, right? Yeah, especially with the demands in our lives. Oh. Anyone else? Liz. So you generally receive words of challenge.
My word last year was competitive, and
Contentment, yeah. Such a challenge, yes. Yeah. Great. So it challenges you and gives you insight and helps you work towards, yeah, and grow. Wonderful. Anyone else? Michael, what have you got?
My word is harmony.
Harmony. Hmm. Ah, you heard that as your call.
Step out.
Ah, so it was a gift that you could offer others. And that sometimes drew you out of yourself to try to offer that gift to others. Wonderful. So that's another way a star word might work on us, as a call. It's just a variation on the challenge, right? An invitation. Any others, Dorothy?
I have nurturing.
Nurturing. Oh. So Dorothy had an accident last year at this time and was not well, and you didn't have to cook dinner for 2 months because people kept bringing you food. That's some good nurturing. So you received it as a gift. Wonderful. Indeed. Oh, great. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. How wonderful. Oh, I think we all need that. I'm so glad. Thank you for sharing that. So some of us already have our word. You can get another one if you want or not. Totally up to you. Allison, did you have one to share? Contentment, okay. Ah. Oh. You got a double word, yeah.
Yeah.
It was a special gift for you.
I'm trying on the contentment thing.
Yeah. Well, we shouldn't should on each other. But one suggestion I'll make about words like that, they're not always, you better be content. You better achieve that. Sometimes it's a gift that you're being invited to receive that you don't actually have to work that hard at. That goes for balance and nurturing, all of the words, yeah. Well, we trust that God uses many different ways to guide us and speak to us. Star words are one way for us to look and listen for God in our midst, to experience God. Now, for most of us, the most common prayer practice is for us to do the talking, right? For us to talk to God. Oh, God, please. Oh, God, why? Oh, God, thank you. All good prayers. But this prayer practice, with only one word that you don't, most of us don't even choose. Some of us do, that's okay. But it's a different kind of gift and a different kind of practice that invites a different way of being in God's presence and receiving God's guidance. If we imagine what it was like for those magi, they saw a star and somehow they knew it was special and that they should follow it. They set out in faith, not really knowing what they would find. They expected a new king in the capital. That's why they went to Jerusalem. But that's not what was waiting for them at all. What we expect might not be what God has planned for us. And one of the amazing things about this practice, and lots of prayer practices, is that if we can let go of our expectations and open ourselves, we really can receive epiphanies, new discoveries, revelations. So, it's just about time for us to receive our star words. This powerful way of connecting with God. So in just a moment, when you receive your word, we invite you to consider this a guiding word for your year ahead. And we invite you to remember your star word often, as you've heard others have done, whether you put it up in your kitchen or in your purse. It might be painful if you try and carry it in your pocket. You could stick it up on your fridge or hang it from a plant or whatever you like. But hold that word with you in some way. As the baskets are passed, we invite you to open yourself. And we'll just invite you to pass them around between yourselves. There aren't any ushers to help us, so take one and pass it along. Just help the And Joe, I'll ask you to pass that to the, and pass it through the section here. We haven't forgotten about you. Yeah, we'll grab one of the ones when they're done. Did the one go through this? Aha. Did everybody get one? Take it up to the choir too, that would be great. Thank you. Thanks, Muriel. Once you have your star, did the choir get a basket yet? Oh, it's coming. Where did the other one go? Okay. I see. So I invite you to just maybe even close your eyes or just focus, look at your star. And if you have one obvious idea about what that means, lay that aside for a moment. Thank you. Did everybody get one that wanted one? And there are lots left, so if you have friends that aren't here today, tell them, get your star. You can drop by during the week or get it next Sunday. We can even do stars by email.
And open roads. Like the Magi so many years ago, we are here seeking you. Step by step, we have wandered into this space and into this time and into this hour with the hope of feeling you in our midst. Step by step, you have seen us, claimed us, and called us beloved. Today, we have drawn star words. For some, these words are full of meaning, challenge, and invitation already. For others, these words are a blank canvas, inviting you into our lives. So as a new year dawns, we pray that just as you have spoken to the generations before us, you would speak to us again. Allow us to use these star words as a tool that might help us hear you more clearly. And joining together, speak to us through the star words we have received, just as you spoke through the clouds of Jesus' baptism.
Let these words be an invitation and challenge for the year ahead. Let them be light in the sky that guides us home. May they guide us as the star guided the Magi. Amen.
Let us stand and sing, "Will You Come and See the Light?"